Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that? Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets right now. Watch him perform that live. It's his new song, Camera.
So good.
I know. Ed Sheeran tickets. Here we go. Right now, take the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to our contest line. Text it over there. 20357. That's the contest line. Specifically 20357. Not the other one you text us regular stuff on. Text GIFT to 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. The word is GIFT. You'll have a chance to get tickets to next summer's biggest show. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is GIFT. And there'll be another one with Mason next hour and all through her show and all through Jane's show. All the live long day, all week. 7 a.m., 7:05 through 6:05 in the afternoon.
We're making radio around here.
Yeah, we are. This is how you do it.
This is what you do.
Coachella is completely sold out. Both weekends.
That's crazy.
Yep. Entirely sold out. Both weekends of the festival, a week after revealing the lineup for next year's event. I think, did you say the first week is like six something and the second week is less?
I didn't say that. Somebody said that. And I thought that was
maybe I said
surprising.
It and you said it was because the second week is less populated.
It's usually less popular, yeah.
Well, they're both gone. They're gone. Were you thinking about going?
Yeah, I am thinking about going.
You didn't. It's never too late.
No. You can always buy a ticket to something.
That is true. There's a way to get a ticket. In a post on their social media's organizers for the festival revealed that Coachella passes were snatched up. After announcing the slate of performers last Monday night, she's gone, dance on, see you in April, they wrote.
I mean, if Alice wants to send me and I can do some reporting of what the kids are up to, that'd be great.
That is a great idea.
Put in a word with Danae, why not? Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Karol G, and Anima are slated to headline Coachella 2026, April 10th through the 12th and April 17th through the 19th in Indio. All of those headliners have appeared on the Coachella stage in the past, whether as a surprise guest or with their own solo slot. So it's completely sold out. But like the kid on the show says, don't worry, there's always tickets. This is a very cute story. It's about Camila Cabello.
Okay.
She is apparently, I'm going to assume she's on tour because why else would she be in Iowa? She's sitting at a bar at a hotel.
Well,
come on. Name me one reason. Is there a corn festival happening?
There's no way she's just hanging out in Iowa.
All right.
Yeah, let's go to Iowa this weekend. No, that does not happen. So Camila Cabello staying at some hotel and she's hanging out in the hotel bar and she strikes up a conversation with this young lady and they're chatting and, well, what are you doing here? And the young lady says, well, I'm getting married tomorrow. I'm going to tie the knot. And she goes, and you know what's crazy? My dad and I are going to dance to your song, First Man, which is like the first love of your life is your daddy.
Oh. Oh, God.
And Camila and she were just having such a great time. Camila said, I'll come and perform it. Want me to come?
And then the girl said, no.
No, the girl said, yeah, I want you to come to the wedding and perform it. And she did. It's like the sweetest, most wholesome little, so I guess her cousin, the bride's cousin, filmed the whole thing and set up a TikTok about it. It's like a two-part thing.
Yeah.
Where she's talking, saying all, so there's Camilla standing there and she's like, it's weird. Almost like she's on the edge of a parking lot right by the front overhang of the hotel. And there's, you know, the group is around. There's the bride and the dad. I don't even see the groom. There's, you know, people around. And she's standing there looking fantastic in a black dress. Her hair's all loose and down. And she's just like talking about why she wrote the song about her dad and saying, you know, how nice everyone that she's met was. And then she starts singing. Can it be any louder? So this lady's obviously standing across the dance floor and just picking up the ambient noise.
She's great.
She sounds good.
Yeah, I wouldn't survive this. I don't want to do a first dance. That's not for me.
Well, you don't have to dance with your dad. So there's
you will have to dance with your daughters though.
That's what I just said. I don't want to do that. That's,
well, why not?
Oh my God. Could you imagine how in that moment too with the girl singing it live, you would be a blubbering mess.
I was a blubbering mess when I danced with my dad at my wedding because you have to. Of course.
Yes, you do have to.
You don't, what?
You do. You have to walk her down the aisle and give her away.
I'll give her the away, but I gotta dance too.
I don't want her back.
You gotta pay for the wedding. You gotta dance. You gotta do all of it.
Oh my God. I just don't want to.
Princess wedding.
This guy is sitting here with his nails painted because he had a spa.
I know.
Day with his daughter
he
yesterday.
He's not going to dance with his daughter.
Exactly.
I think just he's going to start away. Crying right now. Look at him.
I truly would have trouble with that. That is brutal.
Well, you know, try to get it right the first time, and then the second time, you'll be an old hat at it.
You're going to do it and love it.
No,
of course
you
will. I have a feeling he's not going to invite us, though, because we'll be like,
Well, they have long ways to go, so...
Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Camila Cabello meets this chick. She offers to perform First Man at her wedding, and it's really, really cute. So here, a quote from her little speech. First Man is a very special song to me. It's a song I wrote about my dad and about, you know, the moment that I get married. I've not been married yet. I wonder if this will be my father-daughter dance song. She's making jokes. I'm such a daddy's girl, and I feel like your dad, if you're lucky, is your first love, your first hero, the man that kind of sets the stage for the next man in your life. And then she did the song and even incorporated the bride's name into it. And the cousin who put up the whole TikTok sequence said, Camilla was such a kind human and helped make pure magic last night. Now she's got a zillion followers and it's been shared 10,000 times.
Camila needed some good press. She needed a moment. So I'm really happy for her. And it sounds like it was authentic and genuine, which makes it even better.
Why do you feel like she needed some good press? Well, or she just needed press in general?
We didn't know why she was in Iowa.
Yeah.
That's why.
You don't even know she's on tour. I don't think her tour is selling great.
Poor thing.
She hasn't had a hit.
I know.
She's delightful.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that Shawn Mendes and her were snooping around each other again, though.
They can't quit each other.
Yeah, well,
they can't quit each other.
The beautiful people. Plus, I'm sure they get each other on a level that, like, other people, you know, they're both working musicians. I'm sure it helps to have someone to relate to. I think this is another fun story. Here's another fun story. Eric Church is a country guy. I don't know him, really.
I'm familiar.
Back in 06, he was opening for Rascal Flatts for their Me and My Gang tour.
I like those guys.
I do too. Actually, don't they do the Life is a Highway version in Cars?
Uh-huh.
So Eric Church was supposed to open and they dumped him off the tour. And he was replaced by a little 16-year-old blonde singer, fresh off her debut single, Tim McGraw. So Eric says, my first major arena tour, I just assume that he talks like this. I was invited to no longer be a part of it. I found out about it online that I'd been replaced by this blonde-haired singer. She had a song called Tim McGraw. And Taylor reached out to Eric after he got dumped off the tour. She was like, hope there's no bad blood because I love what you do. She was country back then.
Oh, this is Taylor Swift?
She's telling the story. What?
She used to have a fake country accent.
Taylor did too.
Oh, golly. So she was like, you know, I don't want there to be any bad blood. And he said, well, if this goes well for you, you owe me your first gold record. And a couple weeks later, when she got her first gold record, she sent it to him. She handed it to him at a festival after, soon after, Taylor handed Eric Church her very first gold record. It said, to Eric, thanks for playing too long and too loud on the tour. Sincerely,
oh,
Taylor.
That's right. I love the way he worded that. I was disinvited from my...
Right. After they invited me to not to... What do you say? Hold on. I was invited to no longer be a part of. I decline your invitation.
We all have those stories.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
So it's a really cool memento, but he actually handed it over to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I guess because there's a fun story behind it.
That is really a fun story.
Yeah. I can't believe I've never heard that. That's
it
awesome.
It's cute, isn't it?
She's
told the story.
Still that person.
I know. Just so right. Like that's someone who is cognizant of what happened for her to get to that place, mm-hmm. reaches out, and then follows through. Oh, Taylor, how does she do it? She's too amazing. Anyway, all the way back in 06.
I was invited
to no longer be a part of. My first major
and
arena tour.
I love the
tour.
Way she says, you're so loud playing too long.
It says, apparently this is the inscription to Eric. Thanks for playing too long and too loud on the tour. Sincerely, Taylor. I know, it's a good one. He told the story on Jimmy Fallon, it looks like. It's where I got the quote from. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's a feel-good kind of guy. And really, no one gives a motivational speech better than he does. You know, he goes, hey, donkey. So, I mean, I've heard him do these speeches at like, there's a juvie facility where he actually set up a studio. What was that, juvie?
I was going to show the video for you guys of him giving the speech. But.
Yeah, oh. go. You can show the video. I guess the audio.
He sounds like a preacher once he gets going.
He does. But this is actually, it's the best. So it was his son's flag football game. So he clearly has a kid with somebody else. I don't know how old this kid is, but the kids look pretty young.
Yeah, that kid looks too, those kids look too young to be.
Well, maybe they're like 8 or 9, Vin. Okay. I don't know how long he's been with Bunny Expo, but he's got a son named Noah, and the team loses a flag football team. And Jelly said, hey, listen, man, this is part of it, baby. You have good days, you have bad days, but above everything, you have fun and you stick together. He asked, did you have fun? Did you learn something? And both times the boys shouted back, yes, sir. And Jelly said, the philosophy we have from this day forward, the Tigers don't lose, the Tigers learn. Tell your teammates you love them and you're proud of them and you're going to come back next week and kick somebody's butt. He said ass, though, in front of the kids. So
oh,
all
boy,
that,
that's not good.
They all giggled.
He said ass. Jelly's wife, Bunny XO, filmed the whole thing.
Oh, and she's on the camera there.
Yeah, okay. She posted it up on TikTok.
Yeah, and she just didn't get close enough for the audio to be very good.
Her caption was, everybody needs a Jelly pep talk. And it's true. He's good at it.
No, they're kids. I mean, I don't know that they even need a pep talk, but all right.
I like this story. Chapel Roan, who's just, you know, 24/7. Come on, let's hear her. Love some Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
She did her second of 4 Visions of Damsels and Other Dangerous Things pop-up shows in New York City. It's at a place called Forest Hill Stadium. And so this is the second show, and she gets up there, and she actually says, this was the Sunday night show. She gets up there, everybody's gathered, and early in the evening, she said, I actually have a migraine, and so I'm not going to be able to do as much headbanging as I normally do.
What?
I know. So she...
The venue looks legit. It's actually really big. Like
what part of town is it in?
It's Queens, New York.
Okay. So she did 4... I assume they're all sold out shows. So Chapel Roan says, I have a migraine. I'm sorry for not being able to do as much headbanging as I normally would. But they do say she put on a great performance. And it's at some point, Nancy Wilson of Heart.
Oh, boy.
Came out on stage.
Did she tell her to go away?
No, she did. She said, no, start the song. And they did Barracuda together. And apparently she covers Barracuda a lot in her show.
I think we played it once.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, right? And then out comes Nancy Wilson for a surprise live collab. And everyone was thrilled and they all knew who she was.
I don't know. Are you sure Chapel didn't say, Nancy Wilson, get off my stage?
But she didn't. They rocked out together.
Here's her doing Barracuda.
Wait, who's singing right there?
Chapel.
Where's Nancy?
This isn't audio from that show.
Oh, okay.
She does this song all the time, apparently. Yeah.
But Nancy's the singer.
No, Anne's the singer.
Oh, Anne didn't walk out. Nancy did.
Nancy is the guitar player in the band. So I assume that she walked out with a guitar and didn't just stand there going, yes, good job. Really excellent, fine vocal work. She actually played. Anyway, there's that. So that's sort of fun. All right, Vinny, what do you got?
You're on autopilot most the time, and you don't even realize it after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Tonight, Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Bob's working hard over there. And there's links there to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Tickets. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. That code word is your ticket to tickets.
Mm.
Text that code word to 20357. That's our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi Stadium, courtesy of Messina Touring Group.
We're like Ed Sheeran Central over here.
Well, Jane discovered him.
Mm-hmm. He sets aside tickets for her to give away.
They hang out when he's in town.
They do. She bought Legos for him to play with. Or just Lego. She bought Lego for him to play with. Didn't you say that as a fast fact? It's not Legos, it's Lego.
I don't remember reading that, but what I would say is it sounds wrong, Lego.
Agreed.
It's Legos. Mm-hmm. In that sentence, it sounds like you should have just said Legos.
I have many Lego at my house.
That's not going to work. Okay, so this is one of those things I think that you'll hear the occasional life coach or the occasional super boss.
Oh.
They're posting, here's your motivation for the day or whatever.
And, okay.
These are the things. Be deliberate and make choices in life. Don't just, pinball off of stuff.
Oh, is this the autopilot thing?
This is the autopilot thing. Okay. Nearly 90% of daily life runs on autopilot.
Well,
these are the things, and I'll give them this. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you make your coffee, you check your phone, you drive to work, and sometimes, and we've all had this happen, you get to a place, you got in your car, you drove there, and then you get there and you go, I don't feel like I paid 1 minute of attention to any of this.
Right.
But you did.
Right.
These are autopilot actions that you're along
well,
for the ride
about
on
other stuff,
right?
And it is routine. There's mm-hmm. no question. It would be hard to differentiate what happened one morning from what happened to every other morning that looked exactly like it.
How much of your morning routine do you actually think about? And according to new research, they say almost none of it.
Mm.
Almost none
it
of it.
It does sound about right. You're thinking about whatever you got coming up or what happened yesterday or just thinking your little thoughts that you have all the time. You don't have to put a lot of thought into those things. It's almost like daydreaming time.
I do think you should, you know, when they say, we don't work hard, we work smart. You know, oh, boy, you got me with that one,
boss.
That's
a good one.
You really, you got me Woo! There. That was one of those, that other lady's
yeah.
things where you'd go. But she also said, you'll be voluntold if you don't volunteer.
Right.
Oh. You're not as new agey as you sounded before.
That actually sounds mean.
Doesn't sound right. But all right. As long as you're there. Oh, you're not going to be there either? Huh.
That's weird.
Jinx.
You owe me a Coke?
I can't drink Coke. I drink Coke Zero.
You owe me a Coke Zero?
I drink Cherry Coke Zero now.
Oh, Cherry Coke Zero.
Cherry Coke Zero. It's very good.
I'm surprised to hear that, actually.
Why?
Because I know you're a Dr. Pepper guy. I wonder if...
Dr. Pepper may have a diet version.
They do.
But I am on...
You're on no sugar.
Cherry Coke Zero. That's what I drink.
It sounds
And I don't drink
smashing.
It all the time. I don't even drink it daily. Right.
But if you're going to have a soda...
I have one. You know, there's a little fridge. I go to it and grab one and...
Do you do the little mini cans?
No, I do a normal size can. But often I've got a little bird around me going, can I have some of that?
That's always the way.
Yeah. So there's I don't get the whole can. But I don't
You're
need
a good
the
sharer.
Whole can. I am a good sharer. You're right.
Plays well with others.
Anyway, 88% of daily behaviors are habitually executed, meaning people perform them with minimal conscious oversight.
It's actually one of the things I sort of appreciate about morning routines is that I'm free to think about whatever I'd like to. And for me, I start reading almost as soon as I get up. Like once I've got my teeth brushed and my clothes on, I sit down and start reading. And I'll remember what I read, but it is part of that routine.
One of the things that if you truly look at it, and you don't need to, you know, there's enough going on in your life. You don't have to, but often you'll find out you are way more habit driven than you even think. Often a man will start shaving right here, or it doesn't matter where, but you know what I mean? Like that's
start in the same place. You got a routine for it.
And the order by which you do these things is often exactly the same. Unless something trips you up, you follow this.
Yeah.
And if you get in the shower, you do the same things
first,
over
shampoo,
and over.
Shampoo, rinse it off, put on the conditioner, get the soap while you let that soak in. You know, it's funny too, like if you interrupt yourself while you're in the middle of the thing you're not thinking about, it's hard to remember what you do next. Like I towel off the same way and I realize the other day, I'm like, when do I do my arms?
What do I do what next? Do I?
And then I did my, and I got kind of screwed up in it. And I'm like, wow. And then I forgot to like dry my back because I went and like did my, I'm like, just don't think about it. Jesus. You wind up dry.
The story is nearly 90% of daily life runs on autopilot. Think about it or don't. Whatever.
I think you should be grateful for the things that you can do on autopilot. Like, I feel like I do some of my best thinking in the car. I do a lot of good thinking, you know, when you're on a walk or whatever.
I'm not bummed about that. I actually love my life and love my routines. Mm-hmm. And
for my routine.
I'm more likely to be why are you screwing up my schedule? I got
cramping my style.
Well, and I will be
tripping my flow.
Downright big baby about it. Where I'm like, listen, I got problems. I gotta have my things where they gotta be. You can't just take me out of that willy nilly.
Right. Who do you think you are, invading my private routine time?
This is how I do things. It's how I function. It's how I stay healthy.
I have a couple questions about your routines, though.
A 70-year-old woman in Arizona named Carla Well Knight is battling an aggressive form of breast cancer. She's very sick.
Oh.
But last week, she got to see her all-time favorite band.
Oh.
9-inch nails.
Oh.
She even has an N-I-N tattoo. She got floor seats at the show thanks to an ARP program called...
Oh. Wait, really? Yeah. AARP, the AARP. American Association of Retired Persons. Yeah.
Wish of a lifetime.
Oh.
I've never...
So it's like a make-a-wish thing, but for old people.
For old people.
I like it.
They say she's a very generous person, a wonderful person.
Oh. Well,
she
good.
Says, I believe the more you give, the more you get back, always. And of course, she's a giver, and she got to go see 9-inch Nails. She says her favorite band, just for the record, is Korn.
Oh.
Korn, if you're rolling through town.
Yeah.
I'd love to, you know, have you do me a favor back for all the favors I do. She didn't say that. I'm just saying that.
Right,
but, you
sure,
know,
right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely.
I'm sure the boys in Korn are very nice people.
Right. Is Korn the one who has there's like a swing set artwork on one of their...
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe she's got a swing set out back that they could come and just give her a personalized concert in her backyard. She didn't have to get dressed up.
That's a little much. I mean,
they're going to be in Sacramento for the Aftershock Festival.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Carla Wellnight, maybe.
Look, it said wish of a lifetime. This might be the only wish. I want to wish you like an animal.
Good one.
Thank you.
A 64-year-old man in Virginia named Jeff Garassi suffered a massive heart attack while driving last month as he was leaving the gym.
Oh, no.
Luckily, the spot where his car crashed was right next to a cardiologist's office.
Oh, well, that certainly worked out.
Dr. Deepak Talreja, not related at all to this show's Dr. Deepak,
right.
Ran outside, took swift action, performed CPR, and saved his life.
Hmm.
He crashed into a cardiologist's office and was saved.
Well, God obviously felt like he needed a little more time.
Dr. Talreja, or Reja, or whatever, says, Jeff was minutes from dying. Lucky I was there.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say the lucky I was there part. But, I mean...
Lucky he was there, for sure.
He should have said that.
Imagine if he just crashed 150 feet down the road. That would have been that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
In Northeast Ohio, there's a nun named Sister Renee Parman.
Okay, a nun in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who just celebrated her 105th birthday on the golf course.
Ooh.
She says, I've been playing golf for around 60 years. And she says, it's a wonderful place to be, very meditative. It's a beautiful place. I love to do it. And I think it's wonderful exercise, and I think it's the thing that's kept me going for 105 years.
And she gets around on her own.
She loves it.
Does she carry her own clubs, or?
I'm going to guess no.
Probably a cart, right?
I mean, you would cart
yeah,
that.
Sure.
You're
105.
But it does say a lot about golf.
Does she wear a habit when she's on the golf course? Because that would be great.
Don't you retire, or do you just never retire from God?
I have no idea. I thought once you're a nun, aren't you always a nun?
No.
You're married to
Christ. Jesus is like, my wives wear the black outfit with the white thing on the headpiece.
So you're saying when a nun retires, she just still doesn't hump people?
Right. I don't think nuns retire.
No.
I think you're a nun.
No, because priests retire.
Well, they retire from preaching, but they're still priests, right? They're like
Catholic priest? Yeah, I don't think they retire. I mean, they retire from churches, but I don't think they get to start banging then.
You don't?
No.
No.
But you've given up your vow of chastity for retirement now.
I don't think you have.
I think that's how it works.
I think
can
you're
someone a- tell us? Can't you?
Once you're think- a nun, you're a nun all the way.
From your first, what are they wearing?
Round of golf
to your last praying day.
Oh, whoa! God,
I would think that you would get to retire from the church and then you'd get to start humping away.
No, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do all of that before you commit to Christ.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have your bad girl era first.
Yep.
Or if you decide. God.
Don't
you
do
wanna...
your eras in the wrong order. None is the last era.
If you need to bang, you switch over to become an Episcopal priest because they can bang.
Oh. That's handy.
Yeah.
Really makes you want to change religions.
I think women can be Episcopal priests
too. Yes.
Not in the Catholic Church.
Pretty but you're cool. saying a Catholic nun, when she retires, that area is still retired.
I don't even think she retires. Like, I really, like, what's she going to do? Go rent an apartment somewhere? Like, I think they die in the convent. Yeah. You die as one of Jesus's wives.
800-400-3697.
Please tell us, nuns.
So does that make Jesus a polygamist?
I don't think. I think they're only figuratively
hey, watch
him.
It, ladies. Today's the rapture.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, we don't want to bring it on. We
Here's
don't want to trip
I decided.
The rapture.
Today is the rapture, but there's only like three people that got to go to heaven. The rest of us are stuck down.
I'm fine with it. I'll see all you guys wherever we wind up.
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
408. Nuns retire from working. They stay nuns.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Well, you've made your vows.
At that point, are you even interested?
Well,
oh, yeah.
If I hadn't
nuns
been
are super
doing
horny.
It all
it's why
that
they're
time,
so mean.
Yeah, I would be very interested. I would feel like, yes.
I had some mean nuns growing up.
Vinny.
What?
Dr. Pepper Zero is really good. You'll like it.
Oh, Dr. Pepper
listening
Zero.
On Odyssey.
I'll try it.
Oh, my God.
I'll try it.
I'm surprised. I didn't know they had Zero.
And this one goes, oh, Vin. 707. You have to try Blackberry Dr. Pepper Zero. It's hella good.
Blackberry Dr. Pepper Zero.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
And then this is, of course, we get some criticism.
Of course.
And that is a precisely why you can't lose weight, Vinny. It's been known for quite some time that artificial sweeteners increase your appetite.
Oh, no, and, that's not what's happening.
And Vin has been losing weight. He's actually showed
looking
us his
very
pants.
Svelte.
Yes.
I've been getting some exercise and not eating macaroni and dessert every day.
It's
that
working.
Sucks.
It does suck, I know.
It's really all I want to do.
What sucks the most about it is like people when they're young, like Vinny was always so skinny, like just vibrating with energy and could eat anything.
Yep.
I mean, then all of a sudden you're like, what's all this stuff sticking to me? What's going on with this?
I'm a dad bod
this
now.
This is crazy. Dad bods are hot. Don't worry.
No, they're not.
No, so hot.
It's a nice thing. Yeah, it's some kind of campaign you ladies are on. I'm not sure what it's all about.
Well,
but
we're all married to guys with dad bods, so trying to make ourselves feel better, you know?
It's like when you get tapped on the head. Oh, honey.
Yeah, bless your heart.
It's for you. It's not for us. You're trying to make yourself feel better.
I mean, if the side product of it is that you feel better, then I guess we're down.
You're so rotten sometimes.
I know. God, you got to love it, I guess. All right. How old is that guy, or when did that happen? What you guys want to play?
I'm partial to when did that happen, because I don't know who any of those people are.
All right, you're not going to know any of this stuff either. Here we go. When did the original NCIS premiere? NCIS. When did that, the original one, premiere?
2002.
All right. Vinny, that means...
2010.
2010.
2003.
It was exactly 2003.
No! Are you kidding me?
It's exactly 2003. How does he do that? I don't know what to tell
you. Why do you know this?
Because I'm on fire!
You're a jerk. I'm a real jerk. All right. When did The Shawshank Redemption come out? What year was that, Vinny?
95.
I was going to guess 95. I'll go 96 then.
97.
Well, you should have gone 94 because it was 94, and that's a point for Vinny. When did Harvard hold its first graduation ceremony? What year did that happen? The first class graduated Harvard.
Whose turn?
Maddie's turn. Nope. You haven't gone.
Oh, okay. Let's say 1871.
1871. What do you think, Bob?
1860.
1860.
1883.
The actual date is 1642.
Jeez.
And that's a point for Bob because she said 1860. All right. Let's see.
I'm not comfortable with years prior to the 1800s. I really don't feel like
I feel like none of those actually happened. That's seems
there's
just
no
ridiculous.
There's no pictures. No right. pics or
1600s.
1640s.
1600s, but yet it's called the 17th century. It's just crazy.
I know. It is confusing. Modern Family premieres on television. What year did that happen? Bob.
2008.
Vinny?
2009.
Maddie?
2007.
It was 2009. That's 2 points.
No!
Vinny just pulled into the lead.
No!
And going into the last question.
Oh, that's not fair.
We got Vinny, 3. Maddie, 2. Bob, 1. Nobody's out of this yet. If you get this exact right year, then, which nobody will.
Well, that's not right.
Neptune is discovered. A German astronomer was able to find it by studying the gravity-induced disturbances of Uranus.
I love Uranus.
It's a good one. Yep. What year was Neptune discovered?
Some are better than others.
1601. Says
Bob's just got a straight face like, I'm not even entertaining this stupid Uranus joke.
I love all the Uranus jokes. All right, Vinny, she said 1601. What do you say? What year was Neptune discovered?
Did you say
1601.
I have literally no clue.
I'm going to say 1915.
What do you think, Maddie?
1800.
Okay. It was 1846, and the closest to that is Maddie. So we are tied 3-3.
Yes.
Let's see here. This is our tiebreaker. How old is Jason Alexander, George Costanza on Seinfeld? How old is that guy? How old's Jason Alexander? And Vinny, you're first.
69.
Oh my gosh, is he that old?
I don't know. I just guessed.
Maddie?
68.
67.
He is 66. That's a point for Bob. We're still tied.
No guessing.
Yeah, actually, I guess you shouldn't guess because it's a tie.
All right, bye. I'm
trying to tiebreak here, lady.
Although she got it right, she could have tied it.
Yeah, she should get done that.
Oh, she's leaving. She's actually leaving the room. Is she being a baby?
Yeah,
or is
she is. She's being a little brat.
Okay, well. How old is Bruce Springsteen? How old's the boss? And Maddie, you're first. How old is Bruce Springsteen?
71.
72.
He is 76, and by a score of 4-3-2, it's Vinny.
I don't like it.
El Campeón del Pueblo rides again.
I guess I'll play it.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
It's got to feel pretty good, huh?
Feels great.
All right. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day long. Mason and Jane have tickets to Ed Sheeran every hour at 5 after, right through Mason's show, right through Jane's show. And we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.